golden eyes, I die with every deed. I think I'll seek the soul inside of me.
Oh yeah, Johnny Oscam there on KX93.5, member-supported public radio, radio.
Yeah!
That was great. Dude, you know what's missing from most blues music that I listen to these days?
What?
Youthful enthusiasm. And it's the same for most kinds of music that you think of as being old styles of music.
Mm-hmm.
When that music came out, the people that were playing it were not 60 years old. They were young and they were into it.
Right.
And you guys sound into it.
Thank you.
What got you into the blues?
Well, you know, my dad was always listening to, you know, all that old stuff, all the classic rock, Led Zeppelin and Jimi Hendrix and all that stuff. And when I was younger, that was when Johnny Lang and Kenny Wayne Shepherd kind of came out. So I got really into it. And my uncle always has been a huge blues fan as well. So he's got a huge blues collection. It's awesome.
What do you think about somebody like, I don't know, John Mayer?
I love John Mayer, personally.
See?
Yeah. I think he's a great songwriter, and I like how he kind of pushes the boundaries of the blues a little bit. Makes it kind of a modern, his own thing, you know?
That's what's interesting for me about that. I don't know if you saw that thing that he did with... I saw him play... It was a live show, and he was with Buddy Guy and Clapton, I think. No, it was Clapton, John Mayer, and I think Buddy Guy. Did you see that thing? They all came out and did a solo each.
I'm not sure I've seen that specific one, but oh, yeah. He's played with everybody, so...
He smoked Clapton.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. He just smoked him.
Wow.
Because I guess, you know, Clapton's been all over that neck for a lot of years.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing new for him in it, you know?
Uh-huh.
But John Mayer just looked excited. Like, I could go there. I can do that. He was like a puppy dog. He was brilliant. Brilliant. I don't mean that to be derogatory. I just...
Yeah.
Thought he was brilliant, yeah. So you played last night at the Renaissance there, down there, and what's it called now, the Salt?
They changed the name of it.
Yeah, what's it called now?
It's called Stillwater.
Stillwater.
Yeah.
Pardon me. Down in Dana Point. How'd it go?
It went really well. It was awesome.
A good time.
Yeah, it was definitely a lot of fun. Good turnout.
Brilliant. Well, you brought a guitar with you. You gonna play for us?
Sure, yeah.
Let us know what you're gonna play for us and take your time whenever you're ready, mate.
Okay, yeah. I'm gonna play this song. It's called... On My Way Home. It's one of the first songs I ever wrote. And yeah, I kind of adapted it to acoustic. So here we go. I make it back in time. Don't know why I ran away. I can't wait to get back in line. Can't wait till I hear them say, welcome back to the other side, where you always see the light. You can run, but you can't hide from the one who gives you life. Now that I'm in motion, joyful by the notion that I'll never be alone. Stricken with devotion, healing my emotions, there will be no stumbling stone. On my way, on my way home. Now I'm on a narrow path. I will not be left behind with the load lifted up off my back. My balance will be kept this time. Here we go, start it up again. I have got to move along. I know I'll make it to the end. going back where I belong. Now that I'm in motion, joyful by the notion that I'll never be alone. Stricken with devotion, healing my emotions, there will be no stumbling stone. On my way, on my way home. Oh, 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 oh. Joyful by the notion that I'll never be alone. Stricken with devotion, healing my emotions, there will be no stumbling stone. Now that I'm in motion, joyful by the notion that I'll never be alone. Stricken with devotion, healing my emotions, there will be no stumbling stone. On my way, on my way home.
Oh, mate. Good, excellent. Sorry about the ending. I just completely took me unawares there. I should have played like a applause noise or something like that in the background. Anyway, that's so killer. John Oscam on KX93.5. Thanks for coming in, mate.
Yeah.
Very cool. So obviously you can hear the blues in there, but there's all sorts of other influences going on.
Definitely.
Do you think of yourself as a blues musician, or is it just, or would you rather not be put in a box that way?
I'd like to consider myself a modern blues musician. So instead of like some of the guys that are like more like traditional blues artists where they basically just do like covers from Chicago blues or Texas blues or anything, I like to consider myself more a contemporary blues artist. So there's a lot.
Because you're writing as well, aren't you? That's the other thing about it. It's not that you're just playing the old covers.
Right, yeah. I write a lot. So, you know, the record that's coming out soon is all original material. And
when's that due out?
That should be due out this month. I mean, we've been working really hard on it. We've had some setbacks, but we're really excited to get it done. We're almost there. We don't have a release date yet, but should be coming out.
How will you release
it?
Are you going to release it on CD, or is it going to go straight to sort of MP3 or, you know, iTunes or whatever?
Yeah, we're going to have it on all the internet mediums like iTunes and Spotify and CD Baby, all that stuff. And then we'll also have hard copy CDs.
Good to have at gigs, hard copies.
Definitely, yeah.
You know what I mean? You can get $15 for them. Mm-hmm. And when people go, oh my God, that's a lot of money, you can go, it cost $30,000 to make. You know, yeah. $15 is nothing. You can guilt them. The way to do it is you say, let your conscience be your guide. Goodness sake, honestly, people don't want to pay for music. It's diabolical.
It's really tough for musicians these days to make any money with it.
It really can be, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw something on the TV the other night that made me think of that. They were talking about, AT&T have got a new system where you can share for $30 or $15 a month. Mm-hmm. You can share 5 devices or 5, you know, like a family plan, and you can get all the music you want for $15 a month. Huh. And I looked at my wife and I went, we're going to starve. We are going to starve now. If people can get all the music they want for $15 a month, we're never getting paid.
Yeah.
Forget it. You know what I mean?
Stuff, yeah.
So you just have to do it and do it and do it and just hope for the best. It's a labor of love, really.
Definitely. Yeah. Isn't it? If you're not loving what you're doing, there's no real reward in it. You know? Even if you are making a lot of money, I think.
Do you prefer collaborating, or are you like, you're a solo sort of guy?
When it comes to songwriting?
Yeah.
I prefer, just because that's the way I've been doing it, when it's just me, kind of I can do whatever I want with it. I think it's sometimes harder to work with someone else who has their own creative ideas and their own creative direction. But I'm not opposed to collaborating. I've collaborated before and come up with some cool stuff.
Yeah.
But typically I like to do it alone.
thing about a collaborative relationship in it also, I think, is when you're writing something, you write something and you, it's not right. And you know it's not right, but mm-hmm. you sort of leave that behind. Let's go to the next bit, whatever. I can come back to that later.
Yeah.
When you're collaborating, you have to kind of fix things as you go.
Yeah.
You can't just leave it behind and say, oh, we'll just leave that. Because the other guy's got an idea about it.
Uh-huh.
You know, so it's a very different way of building something.
It can also be really, really awesome to collaborate, because sometimes who you're collaborating with will bring a completely original idea
yeah.
to the song and just make it that much better, you know.
Right, it's just different, you know.
It's different, sure. yeah.
Absolutely. Well, you want to play us another song, mate?
Sure, yeah.
You've got your guitar out, so you might as well.
Might as well, yeah. I'm going to I'm going to play a new song I just recently wrote. I played it last night at Stillwater for the first time, so here we go. It's called Waiting for the Rain. See you waiting by the windowsill, waiting for the rain tonight. Hoping it can wash away your guilt and make you feel alright. It's a little harder than it looks to be alone. It's a little harder than it looks to admit you're wrong. I don't care what you're thinking about tonight. You gotta do what you know in your heart is right. Looking back at the circumstance you're trying to justify, but shifting blame only kills the chance to apologize. It's a little different than they show you on TV. 'Cause honesty is a virtue, it can set you free. I don't care what you're thinking about tonight. You gotta do what you know in your heart is right. Oh,
so great. Thanks so much, man.
Yeah,
Johnny
thank you.
Oscam on KX93.5. What a find you are. You're a little diamond, aren't you?
Oh, thank
you. That's so great. Thank you so much for coming in and doing it.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
It's a pleasure.
Time.
When you're next in town and you're next playing around here, do let us know, won't you?
I will let you know, yeah. We don't have anything scheduled for the next couple of months, but when we get some stuff in, I'll let you guys know.
And when the record comes out as well.
Definitely,
come
yeah.
in and do a thing for us.
Oh, for sure, definitely.
We love breaking new music here at this radio station, and you are so great. Thank you so much for coming in. Modern blues player Johnny Oscam here on KX93.5. You got a website, something we can tell people about?
Yeah. It's johnnyoscam.com.
How do you spell that?
JohnnyOscam as in Mary. JohnnyOscam.com.
JohnnyOscam.com. Thanks, Johnny. Yeah, nice one. KX93.5, Wheeler Gooners Only, FM.